Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, November 18. Coming up, government explores opportunities to export non-traditional products, public sector corporate governance awards launched, and Child Development Agency to host 11th annual Candlelight Vigil. The details after this message.
Apply for PICA services during the Civil Service Week Expo in Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can apply for next day, 3-day and 7-day passport service, unconditional landing and extension of stay, as well as Jamaican citizenship. No cash. Only debit and credit cards or manager's check will be accepted. Come visit the PICA booth at Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Now the news. The government is exploring a range of non-traditional products to market overseas as part of a deliberate strategy to expand exports. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Agriculture, Dermot Spence, says there is a high demand for sweet potato, melon, mango, pineapple, yam, dasheen, pepper, pumpkin, herbs, spices, and nutraceuticals. He says the government is seeking to facilitate coordinated partnerships to address existing gaps that tap into the full potential of the agricultural export sector.
We must build strong relationships among all stakeholder groups. The government, through our ministry, seeking therefore to facilitate the forging of strong partnerships and linkages between the farming, investment, business, distribution, manufacturing, and tourism sector.
Mr. Spence was speaking on behalf of Permanent Secretary in the Ministry Reginald Budhan at the recent Do Business Jamaica Agriculture Investment Forum hosted by Jampro. Vendors in Port Maria will soon be able to sell their produce in the new market, to be built at a cost of approximately $68 million. The structure is expected to be completed within the next 18 months as part of development plans for St. Mary. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the new facility will provide more space and opportunities for business.
This brand new two-story facilities that will be constructed will not only be a market by itself, but it will also be built in the form of a plaza where private interests can rent out the top floor and use it for other business.
The project will be financed through the Equalization Fund administered by the ministry. The Ministry of Finance and the Public Service and the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, PSOJ, have partnered to establish the annual Public Sector Corporate Governance Awards. The event seeks to recognize and reward public bodies which demonstrate high standards of corporate governance disclosure and practices. The awards have received the full endorsement of Minister of Finance Ole Shaw, who stressed the importance of maintaining high standards of corporate governance in meeting the demands in conducting national business.
It is extremely important that for all public sector organizations, good corporate governance practices will encourage their corporate boards and management teams to establish and maintain a clear focus on performance, transparency, accountability, and the effective and efficient delivery of services.
The awards will be presented in November 2017 and will be applicable to entities governed by the Public Bodies Management and Accountability Act and the Corporate Governance Framework for Public Bodies. The entities will be assessed based on their performance in the 2016-17 financial year. And the Child Development Agency, CDA, is seeking to rally Jamaicans around the cause of protecting the nation's children as it stages its 11th annual Candlelight Vigil on Saturday, November 19, at Emancipation Park in New Kingston. The event is being staged in observance of World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse under the theme, The Cries of Our Children. CDA Public Relations and Communications Manager Rochelle Dixon says activities which start at 5 p.m. are aimed at uniting the country following recent attacks on school children.
We are seeking to partner with every Jamaican, and we want all Jamaicans to see every child as their child, as our minister has been pushing the Our Children Jamaica campaign, and so we're spreading the same message. We have to go back to the culture of it takes a village to raise a child, so it can't just be the CDA or the OC or the OCR and our minister who is pushing, but we also need a push to come from everybody.
The highlight of the evening will be a moment of silence to be observed for all children who have died under tragic circumstances. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.